In this episode of I'm Your Football Team, we get into all, you know what, I'm this intro, okay, because I've been pretty much doing the same thing for 14 weeks, so let's just get right into this shit.
I'm me, I'm this podcast, I'm this song, I'm this intro.
Dad, stop, you're embarrassing me.
Really? Alright.
I'm you, Dad.
Good call, honey. Great call, actually. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. Now, newcomers and all, once again, I'm You is just a term to make fun of everything and anything. It's simple terminology that people have caught on to throughout the years, and I'm sure you'll catch on to it easily as well.
Hey, everybody, welcome to I'm Your Football Team. I'm your host, Keith Ernst, and let's get right into week 14. The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, holy shit, man. Way to be that team, Vikings. I mean, I'm you guys not only losing, but losing in the last seconds to a generic Jared Goff, who managed to not throw a check down on this play, and to a receiver that nobody heard of or can pronounce his name either. I'll give it a shot later when I preview the Lions game, but I just don't feel like embarrassing myself right now. And I don't know what's worse, the Vikings being down 20-6 at the half to a terrible Lions team, or losing in the last seconds to a terrible Lions team. I mean, I'm the Vikings losing to this team. Like, if you're a Vikings fan, your shit talking is pretty much done for the season. I mean, every time the Vikings go out for the opening coin toss, the other team won't be able to pick heads or tails because they're going to be laughing so hard at your pathetic. I mean, even if you win a Super Bowl, I'm that, by the way. Hey, Kirk Cousins, you just won the Super Bowl. Where are you going? Hey, man, I'm going to. Wait. Didn't you lose to the Lions? I'm you.
Loser.
Honestly, though, Kirk Cousins was 30 of 40, 340 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He was stripped on a sack, but he pretty much had a pretty good game there, no? And not only that, he did that with the Vikings losing Thielen on the 6th play of the game. So, of course, Justin Jefferson went off. I mean, Jefferson ended up having 11 receptions for 180 yards and a touchdown. Now, Thielen is out for the next 4 weeks, minimum, so that's not good for the Vikings. Expect the Steelers to double up on Jefferson like Roethlisberger does with his plate at the local buffet every night. So one of the fattest quarterbacks ever to have a Hall of Fame career, no? And yes, he finally decided to call it quits and retire after this season. I'm his appetite, though. I'm his toilet, that poor thing, right? I'm him wanting another trophy before he retires because he ate the other two. But regardless, he is going to retire at the end of the season. Great news for the Steelers. Bad news for the local Golden Corral. But it's also great news for any ladies who want to be able to go to bars again without being harassed by a 400-pound football player. Okay, that was uncalled for. I don't know why I'm so angry today. Why am I so angry? I'm my anger. Now, Steelers beat the Ravens in a great game. Big Ben actually had a pretty damn good game. Very poison clutch. The defense stepped up when it mattered, although they easily could have lost if that Lamar pass wasn't so poorly thrown. Now, Minnesota's offense is ranked 7th in the NFL, but Thielen joins Cook on the injured list now. Can the offense keep up? The Steelers' defense is statistically greater than the Vikings, who currently have the 30th ranked defense, I believe, and I'm that. Now, the Vikings are feeling pretty shitty right now and want to show the world that the Lions game was a fluke. Can their offense continue to perform without Cook and Thielen? I say yes. I expect Madison to have a big game here. The spread is 2.5, so give me the Vikings winning and covering. The Dallas Cowboys at the Washington football team. I'm the football team. I'm this, though. Washington's defense since Chase Young went down has literally went up like 10 spots, which is crazy. Now, is that scheming or Chase Young maybe not being as good as everyone makes him out to be? I just find that strange. And maybe RG3 can tell us when his new book comes out. I hear it's a pop-up book, which should really make it interesting once he gets to his sexual harassment claims. The Cowboys won their Thursday night game. Taysom Hill was the reason why the Saints lost, okay? I mean, he did throw some pinpoint accurate passes, but they were just to the wrong players. I'm him. It was like the easiest multi-interception game I've seen in a long time for the Cowboys. Kind of made Neil O'Donnell look like Joe Montana out there. Dak again struggled against the Dennis Allen Saints defense for the 3rd time in 4 seasons. But like I said, the Cowboys defense had 4 interceptions, which was pretty much the reason why they secured the win. And the thing with Washington, man, Cowboys got their ass beat down last season, like twice to the Washington football team. But that was without Dak. Dak has pretty much owned Washington. His first win he ever had as a Dallas Cowboy was against Washington. He is 7-1 against Washington. The Cowboys still have the number one offense in the NFL. The Cowboys' defense is currently at 27. Ugh. Washington is going to try and establish the run. Cowboys will stack the box and try and let Heineken beat them. I just think Dak and the offense will wake up in this game. And Dak has had some of his best games against Washington, as I mentioned, and I don't think it stops here. I see the boys jumping out on Washington and never looking back. Cowboys are favored by 4.5 in Washington. Give me the Cowboys covering and winning this game. The Atlanta Falcons at Carolina Panthers. On this game, definitely the OMU game of the week. All right, Matt Ryan got his ass kicked last game. Again, I meant trade this guy, please. I just can't stand to watch him be a part of this crappy organization anymore. I mean, the dude's got to be out of like positive affirmations by now, right? Not sure how he still holds it together before a game. Atlanta has a better offense than the Panthers offense, but it's the Panthers' second ranked defense that has Matt Ryan hiding across the street in the Atlanta Braves locker room right now. Last time the Panthers came to Atlanta, the Panthers defense shut down Atlanta and abused Matt Ryan. I mean, Darnold Duck was the starting quarterback and was god-awful. But this time, the Panthers may have a worse quarterback in Cam Newton. At least Darnold Duck didn't turn the ball over when he played the Falcons. Newton, in his last game, was just breaking all types of OMU records. Left and right, man. He was 5 for 21, 92 yards, and 2 interceptions. I'm back, I'm you. Which, you know what? Technically, Cam Newton wasn't kidding when he said he was back, because those were around the same numbers he got benched for the last time he was in Carolina, I think. And I'm him. See, I would start PJ Masif on the Panthers, because you just need somebody who is not going to make mistakes. So this week, I believe the Panthers have fired their offensive coordinator. Because you know what? It wasn't Darnold Duck's fault, or McCaffrey and his wonderful world of injuries. Or it wasn't the fault of the best first down celebrator in the history of football. No, no, no. It was the offensive coordinator's fault. Joe Brady. Who? Exactly. He was relieved of his duties. Scapegoat. Now, I would normally love to take the team who just fired their coach, as I say, head coach, offensive coordinator, or defensive coordinator. That team shows up. But you know what? I would take the Panthers in this game regardless of who they fired. Give me them winning and covering the 3 points. The Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. So the Browns had a bye week, okay? Hopefully that was enough time for Baker Mayfield to move out of that fucking stadium. I mean, hasn't Progressive Insurance seen enough? Evict his ass already. I'm him. But you know what's cool is at least we didn't have to hear him whine about his injuries this week, right? But wait a second. It's not Sunday yet, so maybe we hear something from him by like the end of the week. Oh, my back, my leg, my toe. But I'm going to start anyway. But if I suck, which is very likely, no, it was the injuries and not me. You know, just missing wide open fucking receivers. I'm him again. You know, the Browns are likely out of the playoffs very soon if they don't get their shit together, especially with the schedule they have. Now, look. They have the third-ranked rushing offense. But of recent, people are on to him, you know? He just shut down Chubb, and now Kareem Hunt, who is back. Then Mayfield would, like, run around, fake an injury every now and then, but still throw an interception. Cleveland has the fourth-ranked defense, but does that even matter? I mean, Lamar threw 4 interceptions the last time he played the Browns, right? And the Browns still lost. Now, the Ravens ended up losing to Pittsburgh. It was actually a really good game. I love watching Lamar Jackson run around for like 3 minutes in one play. Now, the controversial 2-point conversion at the end of the Steelers game. I actually loved it. It was the right call, in my opinion, because it seemed to be the perfect play called if you watch it. It was just a bad pass that should have been an easy touchdown. I was more confused by the Steelers leaving Mark Andrews wide open like they did, because he was the most targeted player by Lamar again. Lamar Jackson loves Mark Andrews, and he was just wide open on that conversion. I mean, that's Lamar's go-to. And the Browns know that. That's why the last time they played, Lamar threw 4 interceptions. And you will never guess who was supposed to be targeted in every one of those interceptions. Mark Andrews. And I'm that. Contain Lamar, cover Andrews, and you get the win. I see the Browns doing that in this game, okay? And their offense actually comes to play. In Baker Mayfield's generic house. Browns are favored by 2. Give me the Browns winning and covering. The Seahawks at the Texans. Do the Texans give a shit anymore? I'm them, man. I've never seen a team give up before kickoff. Like, even before the game, the quarterback is practicing, like, getting up from sacks. And the rest of the offense is practicing tackling defensive backs for any interception returns. I'm their first 4 possessions of the game. Ready? Interception, fumble, and 2 3 and outs. I'm that. If I'm the Texans defense, I'm in management's office asking for the salary the Texans offense gets, okay? Because the offense is never on the field. But you got T-Mobile. T-Mobile, it's him. It's T-Mobile. T-Mobile once again looked like a flip phone from T-Mobile. You would play Snake on. Remember that game? Snake, I would kick some serious ass in that game in the early 2000s, man. But yes, T-Mobile was so bad, he was benched in the second half for the other shitty quarterback to come in and prove he's just as shitty as T-Mobile. Listen to this. Do you realize that this is a team that played the Colts twice this season already, okay? And they lost by a total score of 62-3 on that. So regardless, it looks like the 0-8 starter Davis Mills will be going against the Seattle team that finally woke up and had a very impressive win against the 49ers. Now, the Seahawks ran the ball 27 times against the Niners for 146 yards, something they couldn't do in the previous week against Washington. Now, that helps Russell Wilson do his thing. Not only that, but the Seahawks held the 49ers to just 71 yards rushing. It's pretty damn good. Now, I'm a little shocked the Seahawks are only favored by 7.5 points. I mean, not sure how this shitty Texans team is not a double-digit underdog every game from here on out. In fact, 7 of their losses have been by double digits, and on that, I mean, the Texans can just not score at all. I think in the last game, their offense didn't cross midfield until like the fourth quarter or something like that. But regardless, if you can't score, Russell Wilson will lead this offense to victory in a big way. So I'm going to take the Seahawks here winning and covering. At the Chiefs. You know, it sucks when the shoe is on the other side, on the other foot. I'm just completely ruining that. But that roughing the passer with Mason Crosby on Heinicke, you know, I had an issue with that. And I'm sure Raider fans did too, but you didn't have an issue with the Micah Parsons one that made absolutely no sense on Derek Carr that the NFL actually apologized for? And I love how Carr tried throwing it up in the end, right? Hoping for the refs to bail him out again. But let's be honest, the real issue was your offense because your defense held Washington to under 300 yards. The Raiders' offense was terrible in the red zone. I meant maybe waiting for a ref to give you life with a piss poor call. You know, maybe that shouldn't be your go-to play, huh? I'm you guys. You know, somebody is still bitter over here from Thanksgiving. I guess I'm me, actually. The Chiefs' offense is still third in the NFL, which is shocking to me. Every time I watch them, they don't look like a top five offense in the NFL anymore to me. I mean, they're good, obviously, but top five, I'm not seeing it. I mean, the real reason why the Chiefs have been winning is because of their defense. As a matter of fact, that's the only reason why they are on this winning streak of recent, okay? Now, here's my biggest call. The Chiefs are playing lights out on defense, right? Like holding teams to low point totals, their last 5 wins. But get this. They currently still have the 26th ranked defense. So let me get this straight. The defense looks like a top 10 defense, but they're not. And their offense doesn't look like a top 5 offense, but they are. How generic is that? Now look, Raiders are 2 games out of the division, but only 1 game out of any wild card spot right now. Actually, out of any of the wild card spots, I should say. So this is no time for the Raiders to get discouraged, okay? And downshift. Unlike Henry Ruggs, who should have. Right now, the Chiefs are 9.5-point favorites. I don't like that at all. What have the Chiefs done, okay, to warrant a 9.5-point spread against the Raiders? What? Oh, wait, they beat the Raiders 41-14. That was just like a couple weeks ago. Meh, I'm me. This is a tough game to decide because the Raiders really need it. I'm going to take the with the points here, and I could see them winning too, but come on, your boy is not some crazy person who likes to swallow glass or something, you know? Not that there's anything wrong with swallowing glass, you know? I mean, do what you do. Do what you want. Swallow glass. I mean, I don't care if it's broken first or whatever. Just you do you, okay? Don't cancel me. But regardless, I say the Chiefs win, but the Raiders cover. The Saints at the Jets. Hey, come on now. Let's not forget the Saints beat the Super Bowl champs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay? And then they lost 5 in a row. Okay? So I'm them right now. This team is really struggling. This is partially on Peyton. His arrogance got to him a little bit. I mean, he should have traded or got another quarterback behind Winston, who just may be a backup too. I mean, jury is still out on Winston. And the Saints defense can ball. They just need a quarterback that won't make that many mistakes. I mean, Taysom Hill could not stop throwing interceptions against the Cowboys. Literally, like throwing them to everybody. I believe it's the first time a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader got credited with an interception. And on that, the Jets now, they came out hot last week. I want to say that Zach Wilson led them to 3 scores the first 3 drives, I believe. And I'm actually rooting for this kid, okay? And not because I'm a Jets fan or a Zach Wilson fan. Mostly because if he does well and becomes a star in the NFL, cameras will follow him and his hot mom and super hot girlfriend on vacation. And we will get to see many bikini shots, people. So Zach Thomas, please keep doing well for me and my boy down there. Yes, hot mom quarterback may have done enough to beat the Eagles, but the defense ain't complete shit again.
S-H-I-T, shit, shit, shit.
They are still dead last in the NFL, and they played like it again. I like the Saints a lot in this game. Their defense is light years better than the Jets, statistically, and their offense is neck and neck with the Jets. Check this out. Jets average 327 yards a game, and the Saints average 317 a game. But I'm willing to bet that most of those yards for the Jets was when
Mike Wyatt?
Was starting and not hot mom quarterback. Saints are only favored by 5.5 points, which I guess makes sense considering they lost 5 in a row. But the Saints, believe it or not, are one game out of the wild card hunt. And on that, give me the Saints and give me them winning big here in my lock of the week. The Jags at the Titans. Now, let's make this clear. Any game the Jags are a part of is a nominee for the OMU Game of the Week. Sucks for the Jags that the Titans just had a week off and need this win badly to stay ahead of the most generic division in the history of the NFL, the AFC South. I'm only one team in that division winning a Super Bowl. I'm that. Jags are now officially, to me, the shittiest team in the NFL. I was actually watching the game against the Rams, okay? And Trevor Lawrence is not even keeping his eyes downfield anymore. Totally looks terrified in the pocket when he's running around, about to get murdered. You know, like the goat the Jags owner had murdered for him that night for dinner? Okay, did that hurt your feelings? I'm you. And I'm actually reading right now that he likes eating baby lamb chops. Lambs, goats, are they the same? I don't think so. So maybe I should have said, all right, so let me, so he likes to eat baby lamb chops for dinner. So let me rephrase that, okay? Like the baby lamb he has murdered for dinner. Does that make you feel better, snowflakes? Huh? Back to the game though. Jags are a fucking mess, bottom line. Titans, on the other hand, have lost 2 in a row. One to the sorry-ass Texans, and the other one, they got slaughtered by the high-flying Pats, you know, like the owner of the Jags who slaughtered that baby lamb he had for dinner last night. And the Jags really need to address the elephant in the room, okay? And I'm not talking about the one the owner rode to work today. The one with their starting running back, okay? I'm them putting their star running back, who's been injured, back in the game when it was completely out of reach against the Rams. James Robinson should tell that team to fuck off. Because I know he gets paid millions of dollars to do his thing. But look, that position has a lifespan of 5 seasons, maybe, if you're lucky. And they're pulling that shit? Piss poor player management by the coaches on that decision. The Titans will not sleep on this game like they did the Texans game. And not only that, the weather will be beautiful too in Tennessee, unlike the Texans loss. Lions at Broncos. Yay, they did it. Yay, Dan Campbell was right, right? There are no turds on this team. He told you. I'm him, Goff, and the whole team going apeshit. Just calm down a little. Take it down a notch, all right? I swear I thought I saw somebody thinking about grabbing a Gatorade tub. If they did that, I don't know. That's just, it's horrible. But they won. They did blow a huge lead, but Goff did lead them down the field and threw a damn good pass in the end zone, too. Okay, here's the receiver. Here we go. Wish me luck. Amon Ra St. Brown. That's not that bad. Amon Ra St. Brown. I'm me. But this kid was balling, though. He was balling, though, in like a Lions way. 10 receptions. Now, you would think it'd be like for like 160 yards for 86 yards. But he had the game-winning touchdown. But congrats to the Lions fans who went out after the game and celebrated their first win. And probably got robbed in Detroit, also known as Gotham City. But you know what? It was worth it. Denver was my upset special last week. And if you listen to me, I have the Broncos down. So this is their game plan, okay? And I said the same thing last week. Their defense is stingy. Their offense is generic. Their offense does enough, okay? Just enough without making any mistakes. And they wait for the other team to make those mistakes. Well, in this Chiefs game, they did exactly that. Except they made the mistakes, including a 75-yard pick six by the Chiefs on a Bridgewater pass. Now, I think the Lions are feeling themselves here, but they still suck. They still have the 29th-ranked defense and the 27th-ranked offense. They get back to their shitty ways in this game. So give me the Broncos winning and covering the 8 points.
What's up, everybody? This is Dave Sturcio, co-owner of Chop Sports and, of course, the Chop Sports Podcast Network. And I'm here to remind you that each and every day, Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, we're going live. That's right. It's the Chop Sports Daily live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. At around 12:30, this becomes a podcast in which you can stream it on your favorite platforms such as iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts. Each and every day, myself and Gooch go over the previous night's sports, a couple games to look forward to, and of course, we always spark a really great conversation. You can join the conversation by watching us on YouTube Live or download the podcast when that becomes available. That's every day. Check out the Chop Sports Daily.
The New York Giants at the Los Angeles Chargers. Jake Fromm. Where is he from? Nobody knows, but this just may be your starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants on Sunday. Never started a game in the NFL. You know what, though? One thing I would like to say is Jason Garrett, currently on Ginger Island, vacationing, clapping his ass off, I'm sure, at the simple fact that he does not have to coach this shitty team anymore. I mean, Daniel Jones and Mike Glennon are both looking like no-goes right now. So it will be Fromm starting. Fromm is in his second season, by the way. It looks like he was drafted by Buffalo out of Georgia. I knew his name sounded familiar. The Giants defense is the reason why they have been in so many games. So does it really matter who the quarterback is? I mean, all the Giants need is somebody, once again, who is not going to make mistakes. So we've never seen Fromm play. And the Chargers defense is nothing special either. The Chargers beat the Bengals last week, but almost blew a huge lead. They actually capitalized on a mix and fumble that they picked up and returned for 6 points. So looking at this game, the Giants defense will give them a shot, but I just see Jayhawk, you know, the Chargers quarterback, just being too much, man. Fromm makes too many mistakes, too many three and outs for the young quarterback in this Giants offense. Chargers are 10.5-point favorites. Man, it's hard to go against that, but give me the Chargers in a blowout. The San Francisco 49ers at the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, this is an interesting matchup here. It really is. Both teams are similar in records. 49ers are 6-6, and the Bengals are 7-7. Both are still well alive in the playoff hunt. Both lose to teams, you know, just when you think they're a good team. 49ers, storied franchise, 5-time Super Bowl champs, have made some decent appearances in the postseason this century. The Bengals, they're Bengals. Look, I believe the last time the Bengals won a playoff game was not only 5 years before Joe Burrow was born, but the series finale of the A-team premiered that night too. And on that, not the Bengals though, the series finale of the A-team. One of the biggest letdowns in the history of television, okay? Which nobody has probably seen. Sort of like a Bengals Super Bowl trophy. See what I did there? But the 49ers did seem to be dominating that Seahawks game when I was watching, you know? But then I came back later and the Hawks were all over them. So Jimmy Garoppolo, okay, it's 4 syllables in his last name, not 14, threw for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. So you can blame him some for the loss. You can also say it's one of those games where you just throw records out the window because it's a division rivalry. But my extensive research people from my generic office on this generic podcast, for all my generic fans, will tell you who is going to win this game and why. The 49ers, for one reason and one reason only. The 49ers are the 6th ranked defense. Now this season, every time the Bengals have played a top 10 defense, they lost that game. That would be 3 times. 2 of those games were at home. The other was in Chicago. So I like the 49ers here winning and getting the 2.5 points. Buffalo Bills at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. Sean McDermott got bitch smacked by Bill Belichick. I'm anybody saying it was the weather too. I'm that. Yeah, the weather was horrible, but that's when your coaches need to win the game for you. Yes, McDouchebag. We are giving Bill Belichick all the credit. I mean, winning a game with 3 passes? Fucking brilliant. Not putting their rookie quarterback under any pressure in those conditions? Waiting for the other team to make mistakes? Killing the clock? I mean, that's pure old school Sid Luckman type football. And I'm not even kidding you, man. That was the best coached game I've seen from a coach in my lifetime. No joke. So here's the thing, man. I make fun of everything on here, but you need to recognize greatness, okay? Bill Belichick is greatness. Michael Jordan is greatness. Jerry Rice is greatness. And of course, TB12 is greatness. And that's where these Bills are going next weekend in a must-win game to stay in contention with the division they thought they were running away with. And I'm that. And yes, I'm me too saying that. And I'm everybody else just handing the division to the Bills in the beginning of the season. And don't be the generic guy who's like, oh no, bro, I knew it all along. Oh, I knew I'm you. You knew nothing. Stop it. Now, The Bucks are on a 3-game win streak. They clearly have no threat in the division right now. All teams suck below them. I mean, they have a 4-game lead on all those teams, and on that. So the Bucks are pretty much in cruise control right now. Brady is bored out of his mind, probably wondering how many old ladies and babies he saved in his last life, you know, to be given this Dorian Gray age-defying skin, his chiseled features. Oh, and he also happens to be one of the greatest football players ever to live. I'm sorry, he is the greatest football player ever to live. On me. Now, the Bills need it more. The Bucks don't really care about home field advantage, okay? Because they didn't need it last season at all in the playoffs. The Bucks defense is playing great. The last two games, 11 sacks. Now, Josh Allen will be elusive enough to give the Bucks fits. I mean, man, this is the toughest game for me, for sure. I mean, I'm going to take the Bills getting 3 points, all right? And fuck it. You know what? I'll say they'll win too, only because they need it more. The Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. Now, the Packers are off a bye. Now, to me, the Packers and Cards are arguably the two best teams, and not only the NFC, but the NFL. Both teams are fighting for home field advantage, and I believe Green Bay does care about that. And guess what? Green Bay has the tiebreaker, too, with the Cards. Packers are the most balanced team in the NFL, in my opinion. The Bears, on the other hand, look awful. They have just given up, man. You know, sucks this game can't be flexed to, like, early Sunday, and they can move up another game. Actually, can they just, like, flex this game to a Wednesday afternoon so nobody has to sit through this shit on this game? Now, the Bears' defense is still top 10 statistically, but on their 30th-ranked offense. And let's not forget, they're going against the 7th-ranked defense in the Packers, man. I mean, Justin Fields needs to stay on the bench. As I mentioned in the last podcast, you just don't need another death in Chicago over the weekend, okay? You have plenty of those. Start Dalton. He deserves to be murdered. He's a ginger. You know what really sucks, though? That you can't resurrect the only quarterback the Bears have had worth a damn since the 1940s. You guessed it. Sid Luckman. Full-time quarterback for the Bears, part-time detective. Meh. The year was 1947. Here I am, standing in front of the sweet shop. Always come with the gang after a big win. Was here last Sunday, actually. Couldn't really cut it up with the boys because I got my block knocked off by Bronco Nagurski, bulldog of a player, from the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets. Knocked my leather helmet clear off my noggin. Probably landed in Albuquerque somewhere. Mail it to me if you come across it. 113 North Ann Street, zip code 57. But let's quit the lollygagging so I can tell you why I'm really here. Old fella, pal of mine. I wouldn't say pal of mine. We were in the war together. We both killed our share of Japs and Krauts, except only one thing. I only did it because I had to. This knucklehead did it because he was in love with it. Like some schoolboy, all doll dizzied over some stupid dame. Anyways, his life is kaputs now. Last seen sauced up, after doing the jitterbug at the local club, walking by this very exact spot. And I'm pretty sure he was in here for the vanilla malts. I think it's time to chop it up with the geezer who runs this joint and ask him what's buzzing on the streets. Meh. Okay, now, this seems like a no-brainer, but there is one thing holding me back here from going all in on the Packers. The last game between these two teams, when Aaron Rodgers made headlines by saying, I own you, I meant, this is an emotional game, people, okay? I've said it time and time again. These Bears don't forget something like that. Trust me. They probably circled this game on the schedule, waiting to get back at Rodgers. That's why my pick here is the Bears losing. Come on, guys. Your boy isn't drinking bleach over here. Not there's anything wrong with drinking bleach. You know, you do you. I picked the Packers to win, but Bears to cover the 12.5 points. The LA Rams at Arizona Cardinals. Look at the Rams, man. All excited after they beat up on another bum team. I'm them. I'm Stafford. I'm him doing just about exactly what he did when he was with the Lions. You know, beating up on generic bad teams and losing to average to above average teams. In case you didn't know, here are the last 5 wins for the Rams. Okay, Seattle, with Geno Smith, by the way, not Russell Wilson. The Giants, the Lions, the Texans, and now the mighty Jags. Look, who knows where this team would be if they didn't have such a shitty schedule. I'm them. Now, the Cards are one of the best teams in the NFL. Murray came back last weekend and his little ass did his thing. 2 passing touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns. I mean, the Rams really need this game if they want any shot at winning the division. I'm not sure I trust Stafford, though, you know, because this is another big game. The guy who's never won a playoff game. I will say that, though, both the Cards' losses came at home, so maybe that plays into the Rams' favor. Cards are only 2.5-point favorites. You know, I just can't see the Rams winning this game. I'm sorry. I think they're overrated, and I think that spread should be more. I see the Cards winning this game, possibly by double digits. I'm the Rams. All right, everyone, now it's time for my top 5 teams in the NFL. Number 5, the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, as I said before, the defense is why they are in the top 5. If this offense wakes up, whoa boy. I'm whoa boy, by the way. I'm that. Number 4, the New England Patriots. Man, that game, once again, was impressive on Monday night. Just such a well-coached team with the best quarterback of the 2021 draft, you know, who led them to victory by throwing only three times.
Number three,
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Brady just chilling right now saying, "I'm you" to me for putting them at three when he knows they're probably going to be number one by the end of the season.
Number two,
got to give it to the Cardinals, man. Another balanced team. And they really have benefited from having a deep roster and good coaching. So props to their quarterback, Bushwick Bill, for coming back at the right time.
Number one.
You know, tough choice, but I go with the most balanced team, the Packers. Great offense, great defense. You know, they may be destined to lose another NFC championship. Now it's time for my bottom five most generic teams in the NFL.
Number 32.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, they're just terrible. You know, especially since freaking Johnny Utah is playing so damn scared right now. I mean, not even their defense can save him, so.
Number 31.
The Houston Texans. You know what? On them being the first team to be eliminated from playoff contention, and we still have 5 weeks left. Says enough on them.
Number 30.
The New York Jets. No. Don't let me down, hot mom quarterback. Okay, and so you know, your mom and girlfriend would love to go to a nude beach for summer vacation. I'm almost positive.
Number 29.
The Detroit Lions. Yeah, you got your first win. Yeah, you did it. Yes, I'm you.
Number 28.
This is the toughest, you know, because like I said, after Jacksonville, Texans, Jets, and Lions, it kind of drops off. And then you have like five or six teams that could take the 28th spot. But I'm going to give it to the Giants right now, only because of their quarterback situation. I'm that. Watch Fromm throw for like 400 yards now. You know, just like Mike Wyatt did for the Jets earlier this season. All right, y'all, that's going to do it for I'm Your Football Team, powered by Chop Sports. Once again, click subscribe, leave a review for your boy. I'm you not leaving me a review. Enjoy all of week 14 games. Can't wait to see you next Thursday. And if you're not here, guess what? Yeah, I'm you.